Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the DGENS, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome, DGens, to this weekend's New Hampshire version of the old betting podcast here. This is old Homer J. I had a little news this week in racing. There's some rumors that are kind of being confirmed by some of the Joe Gibbs drivers that the Chase Briscoe, the guy that's driving the 14 car for Stuart Haas, is going to be driving the 19 car for Joe Gibbs next year, since Truex is retiring. And personally, I hate it because I'm a big Chase Briscoe fan, and Briscoe drives, you know, Ford, and he's one of the guys that Ford brought up. But I'm also glad he's getting a shot in good equipment, and I like to see him do good. This week here, it's the USA Today 301. My top three picks are Martin Truex, pretty much Joe Gibbs Racing, and Toyota dominates here. And Truex has been pretty dominant, so I'm going to take him. Also took it, probably going to take his top three and top five picks as well. Next is Chase Elliott at plus 650. You also get some good value on his top three and top five at plus 200 and plus 100. And my next long shot here is Byron at plus 1,200. Also took his top three and top five, too, at plus 350 and plus 200. I expect Hendrick to probably do pretty good here. And if one of them don't win, they'll definitely finish in the top three and top five. Here, Hendrick hasn't won at New Hampshire since 2012. And it's mostly been Ford with Team Penske, or it's been Joe Gibbs Racing. So if you think the trend's going to continue, you could bet they've got a bet here at minus 110 for Toyota and plus 230 for Chevrolet. I have this feeling that Chevrolet's probably going to win. It's probably going to be Chase Elliott. Chase is on the pole for the race. His crew chief, Alan Gustafson, has won here before with Jeff Gordon. He's won here with Mark Martin as well. And I think that he's going to get it turned around. And Elliott's been pretty strong. And up until last week again, he's your the points leader. So I got a good feeling about him. Also, my top 10 bets here, I found I think Ty Gibbs will probably run in the top 10. He's plus 100. And I'm going with old Steady Bowman here at plus 240. Like I said in podcasts before, as long as the books are willing to give me plus money and plus 200 and over for Bowman for a top 10, I'm taking it every time. Also, looking like you go with Buschers, had a couple of top 10s here. His number is plus 320. You can put some money on him and take it. That wouldn't be a bad shot. They got Brad Keselowski at minus 140 for a top 10. And he's run pretty good here as well. He has a couple wins. I don't like taking negative money for a lot of them. But, you know, if you're looking for a shot, that might be something worth taking. I just call me crazy here, but I'm just feeling Chevrolet guys are probably going to do good here. Two driver matchups I like. I've got Chase Elliott over William Byron at minus 140 and Truex over Bell at 120. Bell, he has a couple wins here and a couple close calls he ended up wrecking coming through the field. And then you've got Truex that has like three or four wins here. So I just like the Truex with a plus money value. Again, like I said, I'm a plus money man. I like it. I like to make the money on it. Another one I was looking at here in the top five is Ross Chastain at plus 450. All these big numbers here, I like taking them. And I can't wait to make some money on them here. And I hope we rack up this week. Yeah, this one's going to be kind of a short podcast here, but next week, the trucks are back and the Xfinity cars are running. They're all running at Nashville. So we're going to have a longer podcast and start making some more content and stuff for you listeners. And I appreciate y'all listening. And but that's going to end it today. Let's go out here and make some of this Sunday money and rack it up and see what we can do, boys. So, like I said, I appreciate y'all listening. And I'm out and let's go get it.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. You will not be held responsible. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.